sticking with you.
He said to me, child, I'm afraid for your soul. These things that you're after, they can't be controlled. And this beast that you're after will eat you alive.
Oh, this is crazy. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Luke, and you are listening to my show, the finale of my show, Elephant Loaf, here on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. First, I will introduce myself. I've been doing radio since high school. I am a Tufts senior now. I'm going to graduate in a couple of weeks. And I study chemistry and environmental science and geoscience as a minor. I'm part of a percussion group on campus that bangs on trash called Beats. I like D&D, and I really like radio and talking to people and getting to know people. So that's me. But I'm also here with three of my good friends. Let's start maybe with Lauren and then rotate over.
Cool. Hi, I'm Lauren. Me and Luke lived together freshman year, and I'm lucky enough that we've stayed good friends to this day. We do D&D together sometimes. I'm also a senior at Tufts. I'm a bio major and a music major. I do opera. I go volunteer at Boston Children's and Mass General Hospital. Lots of different things, and I'm very excited to be here for Luke's last show.
Thanks, Lauren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Nick. I'm at Luke's sophomore year. I'm also senior at Tufts. Met him doing Tufts Wilderness Orientation kind of so long ago. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome to be back here. I was on, I think, one of the first shows.
You were the first guest.
I was the first guest of Elephant Loaf. This is like a good full circle moment. I was just attended my penultimate lecture at Tufts University, so it's a good wrap up, and I'm really excited to be here.
Rock on.
Word. And I'm Rana. I have had the joy of knowing Luke through aforementioned street percussion group known as Beats. I've only known him for a year, but it's been a wonderful year. I'm a sophomore at Tufts. Excited for this show. Honored to be here.
Rock on.
Yeah.
You guys put a whole lot of awesome questions on here. We've got 15, which is a lot. I'd like to try and get through all of them. Okay. So I guess more show logistics stuff. For the first time, generally, this is a show where I interview other people. For the first time, I will be interviewed on this show. And this is the finale, but it is potentially not the last episode. There is space for, I think, up to three shows after this, just in terms of how the schedule works out. I know for a fact I can't do one of them, but tune in future weeks, and there might be more Elephant Loaf. We shall see.
Let us hope.
Ow!
Woo! Got some guests in mind, but this is, I wanted to get the finale to happen before people were busy with finals and with going off into the world and things, so this is, in spirit, kind of the final show. Yeah. Do you guys want to open with, I think let's save the first question for later on, but I don't know, you guys take control from this point, like, yeah.
Nick, do you want to pick one?
Great call out. I would love to pick one. that logistically smooths things out. Luke, I suppose I would actually love to know who your celebrity crush is, like bizarre celebrity crush is.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never really unlocked that side of you before. And
I have to say, this is my question, and Luke and I talked about this for maybe like an hour a couple nights ago, so I'm very excited to see what he settled on.
It could really be anything.
Yeah, it could be a lot. We talked about what constitutes bizarre. I think I first just thought of obscure. And so in the obscure, Lauren, this is not going to be a new conversation for you because I haven't had any new insights in the last 24 or 36 hours or so. Obscure wise, Aurora, who is a Norwegian singer that does the high voice in the background of the Frozen 2 soundtrack.
Oh, sick.
Wow.
Oh, like the Into the Unknown.
How did you like get to know about her?
So her music's fire. Okay. And like,
did you like find out about her music through Frozen? Was that the gateway?
No, so I'm, we'll get more to this later, but okay. My favorite band is Of Monsters and Men, and they're an Icelandic band, and so, and then actually, freshman year, I think it was, on my radio show, I did a show of songs from, each song had an artist from a different country.
Cool.
And that's how I found Aurora, and I was like looking into different Nordic countries because I was like, oh, like Iceland's cool. There's got to be cool artists from Norway and whatnot.
Sick.
And then I saw a bunch of clips of people interviewing her, and she's just like a weird girl that cuts her own hair and like isn't afraid to say literally anything at any time. Cool. And it's just like, oh, this is, if Luna Lovegood was a real person and also a pop star, you know? And like, that, I don't know. It's
weird.
She's cute.
I love that for her.
Yeah. Let's see. Siobhan Thompson from D20, who's a D&D player with one of the podcasts that I look at. Listen to. We got there.
Yeah. All of the above.
And then maybe the best bizarre one was Roughnut from the How to Train Your Dragon series. Like the female twin. Anyway.
Of the main guy?
Of the
What's his name?
Of Hiccup?
His name's Hiccup?
Wait, the dragon? No.
I'm talking about like the friend group of teenage Vikings. There are two twins that are just like dorks.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, because everyone says Astrid, which is like a basic pick, but I like that you're a little outside of the box.
Astrid's
you're,
like, a great pick.
Like that. Yeah.
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 Roughnut.
Yeah.
Noted.
Yeah. Roughnut and Toughnut are the names of the twins.
That's a crazy duo.
Keep it classy. Keep it easy for us at Pixar.
Exactly. Rock on.
Ooh, I like this question. I don't know which of you picked this one, but if you could be really talented at a thing, what would it be and why?
Okay.
That one was my question.
Mm.
Yeah.
I like it. I went back and forth on this for a while. I really want to be good at dancing, but I don't want to be world class at dancing. Okay. I want to be like 8 times better than I am now, which means I'm still at a level where I'm tripping over my feet. I just kind of know what to do with that.
I have seen you dance. And I disagree. Continue, but I disagree on that current assessment of your proficiency
when
entirely.
When have you seen me dance?
He's just seen you dance, bro. Don't ask
questions. Continue. Okay. We can discuss that later. The way you move your body is just
it's
captivating.
It's lovely. Yeah,
I agree with your disagreement.
Yeah.
Aww,
seeing you like jam out at beats as well.
Guys.
Yeah, you just let it run right through you.
Yeah, it's fun. But I want to be able to, I want to be able to like, grab a friend and spin them and kind of like elegantly dance with a friend for like a couple minutes and kind of know what I'm doing the whole time. I don't need to be much better than that.
Okay. Not like win a dance battle level.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Luke, have you ever been spun by our friend Julie? Because
no, I have not. I need to get on that.
You need to get on that.
Big time.
Tap in.
Then I thought about public speaking for a little bit. I think being crazy good at public speaking would be awesome.
I think that's a very impressive skill to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, definitely. If you know how to speak well in front of a ton of people, like, damn, yeah. I admire you.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then I think small talk is my answer. Is, like, I think just being cracked at small talk and being able to, know what level of depth a person is willing to get into and keep them comfortable and also, you know, know when to steer the ship a little bit, but then know when to let them take the wheel a little bit would be awesome.
I respect all these choices, but I also feel like you're good at all three things that you mentioned.
I would also agree, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, but I mean, there's always room for improvement,
fair,
right?
True, fair.
And it is a superpower, or really activity, talented. Really, you know, so...
Yeah.
This is, like, exceptional. You're trying to be exceptional at all these things that, you know, there's always room to grow.
I don't know why. Definitely. I was expecting an answer like juggling or, like, maybe cartwheels.
Ooh.
Imagine being like really good at like a backflip
and just
it's like flipping all over
backflip out
everyone.
Of nowhere.
Yeah, like imagine how impressive that would be. Like imagine I'm like in the campus center and we're talking.
Yeah,
and I just hit one.
So true. Wait, guys, check it out. Backflip.
Wow, you guys at home didn't see this, but Luke just did a backflip in the studio.
In the studio, I just did a backflip. It was crazy. Something like that would be dope. Of like just having a really tight party trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, have any of you guys seen that picture of, is the Prime Minister of Canada Justin Trudeau still? Question mark.
Last I checked.
Okay. Question mark. Yeah, but have you guys like seen that like picture of him like doing like that like one trick off a table and it's like called a pommel horse and he's like literally like levitating like off this table. It's
oh, like the
crazy.
Gymnastics thing when he's like
I'm gonna pull up a picture of
arms and palms,
but it's crazy.
I feel like gymnastics. I would.
Yeah.
Gymnastics just sounds like an amazing talent to have. I can't do a cartwheel.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. If I can do a
we need to get you there. We need to get you there.
I feel like I'm scared.
Yeah.
We could get you there.
Yep.
We could drill out.
I can't see my feet.
Yeah.
I feel like we should ask you another question so we get through all 15.
Yeah. Fair enough. On this while we're on circus tricks, to give you time to look for a question, been really into calisthenics recently, and like being able to hit a one-armed pull-up would be wild.
Whoa.
Wild.
Yeah, one arm. Or have you like seen the thing where like they like fully pull themselves like over? Like it's like you do a chin up and then you do
and then you
more.
Just keep going.
I feel like those have a fake name.
Yeah, I don't remember what they're called. Muscle up, maybe.
Yes,
that feels.
Yes, that's totally it.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
I think Lauren's locked in on one.
Number 12. Is there a habit, hobby, or activity you have picked up that your past self would be surprised by, or that has been giving you a lot of joy lately?
Mm. Okay, so. I wanted to talk for a second on this one about at spring break, I met up with two of my high school friends. They were actually the people that, like, senior year of high school I did a radio show with. And we reflected on how our hobbies have changed. And, like, my friend Lucas, who goes by Luke whenever he's not around me, got really into climbing and really into boxing. And, like, we didn't specifically expect that from him. My friend Elizabeth, who we thought was going to go off to, like, be a math teacher and or an astronaut, now works on a farm like close to full time alongside doing school, and that's an exaggeration, but she's got like she got farm ripped and then also is like into needlepoint and all of these like activities. Anyway,
the homesteading crafts.
I've been starting to learn to dance a little bit. I've been playing pool with Nick for the past year. I've been rock climbing a wee bit, and we just okay, the rock climbing doesn't fit this, but the other two are like I've become like a 60-year-old man in the 1980s. Like if but we're like, just looking at my hobbies
in the best way possible.
No, I think it's
in
a good thing to be
possible.
I think it's a good thing to be.
That suits you.
I think it's a good spot.
I think
to
it
be.
Does. Yeah. I think it does.
What's your polo shirt collection looking like these days?
We're building it up. I'm getting so many from my dad.
Pleated khakis, high-waisted pants.
Oh, I need like,
golf belts.
Yeah, nice belt.
I think I need
loafers
to get into high-waisted
maybe?
Pants.
Get into high-waisted pants. Like,
high key.
Unrelated.
With that jacket you have too.
I
whoa.
Think, yeah.
Yeah, and that hat as well. I'm seeing it. I could like make you a Pinterest board. It would be crazy.
Whoa. The pleat is yeah. the new gusseted seam. That's mm-hmm. what they're telling me these days.
Mm-hmm. I know very little about any of the
vouch.
Words you just said.
I can vouch.
Something that my past self maybe wouldn't be surprised by is the fact that I'm like not afraid to go to the gym anymore, and like that's a comfortable space for me, and like working out is something that I look forward to. Is definitely something that like my high school self or even like my freshman year of college self would be surprised by, and I think a little bit happy for me, which is good.
Nice. Would you say your past self would be surprised by your role in Beats? Like, is that something you, like, expected for yourself at all?
Lauren said no.
Was it trumpet?
Trombone in high school. I played trombone in high school.
You look like it, low-key. Not in a bad way.
No, I've gotten that before.
Not in a bad way.
I've gotten that before.
Trombone like, section also, rips.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, or, like, trumpet or, like, sax. Like, I so see that for you. You're very brass-coated.
I take
it. Yeah. Yeah.
You be getting into Beats, was it sophomore year?
Sophomore year,
was
yeah.
actually the least surprising thing I think that could have happened to you.
Yeah. So I tried to get into improv freshman year because I did improv in high school. And then sophomore year, the same time I met Nick, I met Francesca, who's Vanelli in Beats. Okay. And she was like, you should try out for this drumming club. And I was like, well, I need things to do right now, you know, and this looks awesome. And at the time, I like, it's not culty, but I thought that it was, I thought that all it was hanging out once a week and banging on stuff. And
is that not what it is? That
we're also week? Friends outside the
yes,
club.
Yes,
and,
yes.
you know, there's a bit more to it than that,
yeah,
I think.
Sure.
Yeah. Or like, I didn't see any of the application process coming.
Yeah, nor did I.
Yeah,
it was all very unknown to me until I was like in it.
Yeah. And it's a little bit like rushing a frat, which is maybe not something I saw myself doing. And not Nick, who's in a frat, knows that it's not. But
hey, shout out me as well.
Zoom, who was also in a frat.
Brother.
Yeah. And I don't think I would be surprised by going out for Beats, but
yes.
it in the moment, it did feel like a weird, random thing, you know, because it kind of was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Luke's roommate, Jack Rogan, would come home and be like, oh my gosh, he's joined a cult.
Did he really?
Our friend Steph told me this the other day, and it made me laugh.
That's hilarious. I mean, it's, yeah.
With, like, the nicknames, though, like, I can kind of see how people could think about it like that.
I mean,
it's very confusing.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah,
when Luke was trying to explain to me what Beats was, you know, maybe sophomore spring,
yeah,
and I was like, okay, like, sounds cool, like, it's just kind of like a street performance, kind of like that thing.
Yep.
And then the more time I spent with Luke, the more time just these strangers were these crazy half names.
Yeah.
And I was just like, all right.
Yeah.
People just yelling nouns at each other
from across the street.
Yeah,
just like,
oh my god. Yeah. I called my mom after the first meeting where I got my name, and
nice.
I was like, I think I'm way in over my head here. I don't know what this is about. They've told me I have to carry a bucket around. And to anyone listening, this is all entirely optional, and it was very, very fun. But I'm like, these people have told me I have to carry a bucket around for a week if I want. And that feels like a lot. And my mom is like, it's fine. And she gave me a pep talk that I really enjoyed.
Yeah. And you have to play the bucket if you see any of the members.
If you're
say,
in the mood.
What's the bucket for?
Yeah.
You're supposedly, hypothetically.
Supposed to drop a solo.
In theory, supposed
yes.
to, you know.
Wherever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always have to keep the sticks with you.
I did, yeah.
Yep.
Actually, logistic question about the Beat Show.
Sure. Talk to me.
The Beat Show was last Friday.
Yes.
Did you guys come?
Yeah, it was fabulous.
Nice.
It was amazing.
Nice.
But how many sticks do you break per set?
Whoa.
And then
whoa,
if someone runs out of their two sticks in their back pocket, is there like a repository of sticks on the ground?
Yeah. No, well, so we've got...
Do you even buy drumsticks? Do you just like find dowels of stuff?
We buy so many. And our most recent order was quantity over quality, which we have...
like come to find out the hard way.
Yeah.
That explains the explosive nature of some of those breaks.
Yeah. So it's, in the past, we have bought fewer sticks that take longer to break, but the thing is, the way we play them, all of them will eventually break.
Yes.
No. The street sign is good for the stick? What? Yeah. Bad for the stick?
Yeah, it's crazy.
As with the buckets as well.
As with the buckets. Yeah. The buckets
really
all...
just everything in that closet that we keep all our trash in is...
really funny when, like, recycling groups reach out to us and are like, we really like what you're doing. And it's like, you don't understand. Like, yes, it's kind of a neat reuse of materials. You don't understand how much stuff we break
so
constantly.
So fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You break the buckets too?
Yeah.
Yep. And then we sit on the broken buckets until they break to the point where we can't sit on them anymore.
Sometimes you, like, get up off a bucket, like, after, like, the end of a practice, and it's, like, literally splitting down the middle.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, this is why it's been, like, hurting to sit on this the entire time.
But that's awesome.
Yeah. And we also never end up throwing them out. We just kind of keep them in the closet.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they're repurposed somehow.
Should give every member, old member, as they graduate, a bucket. A trophy of their time.
A broken bucket. Yeah.
What's this Home Depot bucket in my garage? Ask 20 years later.
True.
Well, kids, let me tell you
that
a story.
Has significant emotional value.
Mm-hmm. Old Barnow's here.
Yep. We want to jump into another question.
Another question, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess talking about favorite things to bang on, you know, what's your favorite veggie?
So true.
This was also my question.
Big on roasted broccoli right now.
Okay.
Carrots, onions, and corn, like sweet corn, are also topping the list at the moment.
Nice. Any, like, certain ways that you like your broccoli roasted?
Ooh.
With a certain something?
Ooh.
In addition to, like, a larger meal?
Vegetable medley with, like, cauliflower, maybe some potatoes in there.
Yeah.
Big fan of rosemary.
Okay.
Olive oil, of course. Salt, black pepper, you know, stick it in the oven.
Big roasted veggie fan here myself.
Yeah.
If you put a sheet pan of that in front of me. I'm going to work.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Can't say if you feel the same, but
oh no, I mean a sheet pan is the way to go, and then you make more than you can possibly eat, and you
Get
either share it with friends
the next day.
Yep.
Whoa,
yep.
Game changer.
I've had meals of just roasted veggies before, which says things about my grocery shopping ability, but that's okay.
Resourceful. That's
nutritious.
What that says.
I'll take also.
It. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I feel healthy.
I guess on the list of favorites, what's your favorite app to play as a child? What was your favorite app to play as a child?
Temple Run. Big time.
Oh,
Temple Run.
Yeah.
What were those things?
I don't know.
What was chasing me?
I don't... They were like monkeys-ish.
But like not actually, like kind of scarier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had like black bodies, but like white faces, right? And it was like almost like there was a skull on there, but I don't think there was...
And sometimes they ran faster than usual as well.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that about?
Could not tell you. That was a big one. I mean, like, all the classics. My mom had Doodle Jump on her phone. Mm. She had
Chills.
Fruit Ninja.
Have you ever done Fruit Ninja at, like, an arcade? Like, a Dave & Buster's?
Yeah.
They have Fruit Ninja at arcades now?
Oh, they do. It's fantastic.
That's crazy.
It's like a surround game.
Yeah, they also have, I think they have Temple Run at some, like a giant Temple Run. You guys should hit up Dave & Buster's.
Yeah.
This is an ad for, no, it's not. No, for me, logging things reasons, it's not an ad, okay?
It's not. It's strictly not.
Nope,
that was a bit. I recently rediscovered Jetpack Joyride, guys.
Oh,
so
I literally have it. I have it re-downloaded on my phone.
Really,
I used the
so
laser
good.
Jetpack
it's
recently.
So good.
That and the kitty jetpack. It's really quite entertaining.
Game changer.
Yep. Yeah.
I get push notifications, so it'll remind me that it's on my phone, and then I'll like get into it for a couple days, and then I'll forget about it again.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh. Plants vs. Zombies, certainly.
Yeah.
Alto's Adventure, certainly.
Yeah.
As a chem major, did you do, like, little alchemy?
I only ever had that on my computer, but I did like that. Yeah. But that was a web game for me. And also, I was bad at it. I made, like, four things, and then I stopped figuring out how.
I'm telling your professors.
I think you should. I think my degree will be...
Rescinded,
yeah.
Call back to the... Rough Nut. And
sure.
Did you ever play Dragonvale?
No, I did not.
Okay, well.
Okay.
You hatch your own dragons. It's just it's the most delightful app.
That's awesome.
Sounds nice, yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. No,
seed my time.
Ooh, I like this question. What's the most memorable meal you've had in the last 4 years?
Mm. Okay. I put RSH on here, and I forget exactly what that meant, but I think it was regular social hangs. And I don't know what a hang is if not social, but I wanted to shout out my friends from Japanese class freshman year who about once or twice a semester since we have gotten the 420 burger at Boston Burger Company in Davis. If you go between 4 and 5 p.m. on a weekday, you can get it with a drink for $4.20, which is a crazy deal. It's an incredible amount of food. It will give you heart disease at a young age. But I really, I don't know. Any recurring thing that I have done, I've really liked. And so also, Nick and I get lunch every week, and we have since sophomore spring, pretty much.
PAX holds it down.
PAX holds it down.
Go to order. Salmon, oh, yeah. Bagel, sometimes rye.
Exactly.
Pickle spear.
That will live in my heart.
Dill or sour?
Dill.
Always dill.
Always
Luke's
dill.
A dill man.
I'm a dill man, big time. Yeah. I went home recently and my sister had bought, she was home for a couple days in early April, and she had bought hot dill pickles, but I didn't know they were hot dill pickles, and I found that out halfway through the pickle. I was not prepared.
Yeah, caught you off guard.
Abrasive. Found out I can't do hot pickles.
Can't do hot pickles.
Not for you. That's okay.
Not for me.
Yeah. Shout out that time we made fried chicken at Just Dance. I think about that all the time.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Cooking adventures, which I will hopefully also talk about later on, have always been fun. Get you a breakfast sandwich at Magnificent Muffin. This isn't something I've done regularly. Like a top two food around Tufts campus for me. Now begs the question, what's the other thing in the top two? I think just anything from Dachshund, maybe.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting.
But
I could back that.
Yeah.
Do you have like a go-to fave?
Dachshund?
Or does it depend on
tofu fried rice? Tofu street fried rice. Yeah.
What's in the fried egg on 420 burger?
420 burger is.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah, it's a burger. It's so much. It's burger. It's got
onion rings, right?
Cheese
in the burger.
Onion rings.
Whoa.
Bacon. Fried mac and cheese.
Fried.
Yes.
Like it's like a patty of
like
fried mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese tater tot.
Whoa. Mac and cheese tater tot type moment, or like mac and cheese hush puppy. Yeah, any weekday between 4 and 5.
I could be there after this, guys.
You could be there exactly after this. Yeah. And put down one of these.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a horrendous amount of food.
$4.20.
For $4, you get a side of chips or fries, and you get a side of coleslaw or beans.
Wow.
Did you say mozzarella sticks?
Did not get to the mozzarella sticks yet. Did you pull it up?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It's too much.
I think it's a lot of cheese.
I mean, can there be too much cheese? But that's too much cheese in bread.
Yeah. Can there be too much
breaded
cheese? But there
cheese.
Is too much. There's too much fried things. I go with people who are lactose intolerant.
Damn.
Is the worst part. I can't even imagine it. Like, I get sick of the lactose that I'm eating there, and I am not lactose intolerant. Do we miss anything else, Lauren? With it pulled up?
Is there like lettuce or tomato on there?
I think you said
any
no.
Salad?
No.
Not
no.
At all. Sauce? I will read it one more time.
Oh barbecue
there's,
sauce.
Yeah, there's golden barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And everything else. Oh, and there's bacon.
Yep.
Naturally, it's Boston Burger Company.
Obviously. I've never seen one of these, I guess, but mozzarella sticks, fried mac and cheese, what you said,
yes.
Onion rings, fries. There's just normal fries on it.
With the addition
on the
of
burger?
The fries on the side.
Oh, well, it's listed as part of, like,
the toppings,
middle, you know?
Yeah.
And then it says bacon, barbecue sauce, and cheese.
Wow.
Whack.
That's crazy,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah. So much food. Yeah, so it's $4.20 for the burger, and then they've recently mandated you also have to get a drink that can be a non-alcoholic drink. And so generally that takes the meal to about $7-$8, but like that's still half the price of a burger, of like a full price burger there.
Most definitely.
Yep.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's like three meals there.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I...
With only two food groups somehow.
Somehow with just like two bricks from the food pyramid. Half of the my plate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We want to jump to another one?
Perhaps.
I guess the first one's pretty good. Yeah. What is one of your favorite slash silliest Tufts memories
okay.
that you can think of?
So, I've got so many for this. I'm just going to start listing stuff. Feel free to ask questions or make me expand on anything, but I'm going to just start listing stuff. Beats did a Secret Santa last. So this is, I'll maybe start with favorite and then we'll go to silly. Beats did a Secret Santa in this past December.
Yes.
And the requirement was that you can't spend any money on it.
Yes.
You have to spend $0 on whatever you do. And everyone went so hard. It was incredible. People made rings for each other.
I
drew a map and watercolored it for a friend, and it was of Maine, and he's from Maine.
It was really beautiful. You did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And someone like crocheted a stuffed animal for someone else. I think.
What did you get?
Owl Toys gave me a little placard that had barn house, but it was boron, argon, nitrogen, hydrogen, gold, I think, and then sulfur.
I remember this.
Yeah.
It was really sweet.
It was nice.
That was pretty fire.
Shout out chemistry.
Shout out chemistry.
Shout out Beats.
Out Beats. Shout out chemistry. All the theme parties I've gone to here, about 2 hours ago for this question, I was looking through all the photos on my phone and I saw, me in like three colored shirts all on top of each other with a hat and sunglasses while I was indoors in the middle of the summer. And it was, I'd gone to like a camp party, but, went to a party whose theme was poppers, poppers and poppers. And that was like 1920s, like people... Paw/Purrs, so like Cats the movie, and then also like malnourished Victorian children as like
oh paupers,
P-A-U-P-E-R-S, you know, and so hilarious party, hilarious theme.
That's actually the most in depth.
Yeah,
is that a triple entendre?
Triple entendre, yeah. I think.
Any other crazy themes? Or is that the most like out there one you've attended?
Lobsters and Mobsters was a two party once.
Okay.
I'm sure there are more. There have been a lot of good ones.
Nice.
I got my friends to dress up as Clue characters. One Halloween. That wasn't a themed party. That was just we went as Clue characters.
Were you Colonel Mustard?
I was Colonel Mustard.
You're
big
so
time.
Colonel Mustard, bro.
That was actually the easiest thing of all time.
I got this shirt that I'm wearing right now for Colonel Mustard.
That is crazy.
It's a beautiful yellow, orange, and blue shirt with kind of this awesome geometric design.
It's like kind of floral. Yeah.
Seems kind of like...
It's very Colonel Mustard for any Clue players out there.
Super Colonel Mustard coded. For the past two falls now, I've gone up to my friend Alex's Vermont house, and those trips have been favorite parts of my Tufts experience. Canoeing up there, hiking up there. He has a sauna in his house, and he is Finnish, so we have to pronounce it sauna whenever we talk about it. It's not a sauna. There's a pond right nearby, and then going back and forth between sauna and pond late at night.
This might be a silly question, but is sauna a Finnish word, or is that just the Finnish accent? Like, what's the etymology of sauna?
I'm not a linguist. Tough.
Chemist, actually.
Yeah. I'd imagine it started somewhere over there. It feels like something a cold country would want.
They do love their saunas.
They
consult my friend Google.
Thank you.
He knows everything.
True.
There was a 48-hour trip to Maine with my friend Francesca, a friend of hers from high school, and a friend of mine from high school, and like no one knew each other, and it all came together, and it was a good experience.
Update for the crowd.
Update.
It is
sauna
in fact
update.
Finnish, and let's see.
Incredible.
Wait, is it gonna play? Maybe not. I'm trying to play.
Sauna.
There we are.
Tough.
Tough.
We're wrong.
Yeah, we are wrong. Talwar was incredible, beautiful memory. Living by a lake. Something in college has changed my brain chemistry, and lakes are now the one body of water in my mind.
Agreed. They're like just superior in every way. It's hard to believe anyone's ever thought differently.
Yeah, I don't know what the ocean's about. I don't know what rivers are about. Give me a lake, please.
What about a lake particularly tickles your fancy? Like, ideal lake, describe it.
Ideal lake. No leeches, because leeches are the only thing that could possibly be a downside. After that, we're talking no sand, because I don't like beaches, because sand's going to get stuck between your toes, and that's kind of the worst feeling ever. We're talking fresh water, which is, you know, sometimes filled with algae, but it's better than salt water because the salt, like, sticks to your skin. I guess all of these are, like, sensory things, but also this is about
swimming.
That's
why the lakes are the best.
This is why the lakes are the best. There is often a mountain nearby a lake. Not always, but often, at least in the Northeast. And
were there until war? Yes.
Yeah. Big time. Mm-hmm. Big time. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Fresh, beautiful water that's normally the right temperature. No waves to get in the way of swimming, which is nice. Unless you're, you know, we're talking Great Lakes, that sometimes they've got waves. But I think that's a lot of the... That's a lot of the lake pros that I can think of. Does anyone else have any lake pros?
Are you fearful of deep water?
Not... like ocean deep water,
Yeah. Lake deep water, though?
Not really.
Okay.
Normally not.
Okay.
I mean, you got some kettle ponds that are real deep, but like...
True.
Most lakes, I feel like, aren't crazy, crazy deep. Not enough to be scared of, anyway.
Okay. Yeah. Not a big lake goer, so I wouldn't know much.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's why I enjoy lakes, and I hope that that convinced someone out there, or maybe it didn't.
I'm pretty convinced, rock on. Personally, yeah.
Excellent. Some of the silly memories. Lauren, when we painted the cannon for Packard, and we decided that night that instead of actually saying the house that we were from, we would pretend like we were, what was it, marine biology interest housing?
Yes, I forgot about that.
That's insane. That was an insane thing that we did.
Packard involved a lot of insane things.
There were a lot of crazy things there, and I was looking through, I was like, it'd be like that. I've been on a lot of cooking adventures, especially in the last year, that have gone horribly awry. Lauren is giggling because she witnessed a key lime pie where I tried to, with my friend Lacey, we tried to make our own sweetened condensed milk. Oh. Don't do that.
Wow. Yeah. What a choice.
It was like the texture of cottage cheese.
It was bad.
What was that process like, can I ask?
So, in theory, according to the good people of the internet, if you heat milk and just add sugar to it in like 30 minutes, you will have sweetened condensed milk.
I'm like not even kidding. I did a 8th grade project on the machine that made sweetened condensed milk.
And it's more complicated than that?
Yeah, because it was like...
Where were you, Nick? 2 months ago, where were you?
It was a massive thing because it extended the shelf life of milk. And so like in my 8th grade history class, we had to do projects on 30 different Industrial Revolution projects. And I got assigned sweetened condensed milk.
Yeah.
And it took a while to figure out.
That's... Wow. Yeah. So we didn't have the resources to figure that out at the time, and we made the worst pie that I've ever made.
Made sour cream.
We made sour cream. And generally, I'm very proud of my pies. I don't know if I have shared them with anyone here, but they are often very good when I make them. But don't make your own sweetened condensed milk.
Lesson learned.
But noble effort.
Thank you. Yeah. At a Beats party, you'll have to ask Ella/Cash about this sometime.
Okay.
She and I tried to make, also dairy related, but we tried to make cream cheese frosting.
She told me about this.
It was a horrible adventure, but we were so convinced that it would work.
Try to make your own powdered sugar.
To make our own powdered sugar.
I think lesson learned is like make sure you get every ingredient.
Yeah. Like don't make up your own substitutions.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's I feel like the biggest takeaway for me.
Okay.
Borwall is a silly memory.
Borwall.
So Lauren and I play a number of tabletop games together, and one day I had an indie game that I brought to the group, which was supposed to be about peacefully creating a society together. And I'm a super genuine guy, and I thought that like, oh, we're gonna make this world, and it's gonna be really in depth, and it's gonna have all of these really sweet and touching details in it. And we immediately made a church that had like 8 or 10 different subdivisions that were all at war with each other. A card came up, like, come up with some defenses, and we're just like, what if all of the boars stood next to each other and they formed a wall around the town?
Like animal pig like boars?
Boars, yeah. Yes, like animal pigs. And they all had fun names.
Manuel
Labor.
Boris.
But Boris Johnson, I think.
Obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So that was a good one. They were weird.
Why do I remember us like specifically like fighting with them though? Did we ever use them in a game?
Yeah. I think something turned on something a couple of different times in there.
Because you know? I was like, I feel like there's some point where we're like, we can either have one really big creature or we can have like...
Like 8 million small creatures.
Yeah.
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 Maybe that wasn't the boars, but very silly.
I forget a lot of the details, but boar wall will still stick with me. And the fact that we immediately jumped to a church that had like 8 different warring factions in it will also stick with me.
It makes sense for the group.
It really, really does. And then maybe my final silly story that I'll share is like sophomore year, I stopped going to a barber and I got my hair cut by my friend Francesca for like, I don't know, 8 months or a year or something like that. She's doesn't have barbering in her future. I'm sorry, Francesca, if you listen to this, but that's true. But it was good. It was good. Let's jump to a song, and then we will read a PSA. Then we will speed run any final questions before the end of the show.
Cool.
This is Best I Ever Had by Gavin DeGraw, which is one of my favorite songs of all time.
And I miss you sometimes. We're at war again. Save the world again. You can all join in, but you can't smoke inside. You said, take me home. I can't stand this place, cause there's too many hipsters and I just can't relate. You're my neon gypsy, my desert rain. You're my helter skelter. Or how can I explain that you're the best I ever had? And I'm trying not to get stuck in my head, but I read that soda kills you, Jesus saves on the bathroom wall where I saw your name. You're the best I ever had. I won't be the same. Drones, this neighborhood of clones. I'm looking at the crowd, they're staring at their phones. They groom the coastline here, it's starting to disappear. And maybe once a year, I think they'll clean my car. I caught my reflection, I dropped the car. I've been medicating with cigarettes and alcohol. I got vertigo, no, I can't see straight. I got obligations, so I'm usually late. But you're the best. Hey, North Dakota, I think I love you, but don't even know ya. Hey, Massachusetts, hey, Minnesota, I think I love you, but don't even know ya. Hey, Carolina, hey, Oklahoma, I think I love you, but don't even know ya. Hey, Alabama, hey, California, I think I love you, but don't even know ya. You're the best.
Yeah, I was just singing on air. Take that, world.
Ooh, whoa.
Great song. There is something very dangerous in your home. Sorry that you're finding out right now. Hopefully you found out before. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, it's not toxic, nor is it flammable. Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off of their ladders and into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk?
Damn.
Yeah.
It's kind of awesome that the orthopedic surgeons are plugging that. I feel like that's that's actually business for them.
Yeah,
that's
no.
A good point.
They're community-minded individuals.
It speaks to my hope in humanity, and I think it speaks to the selflessness of orthopedic surgeons specifically.
Shout out orthopedic surgeons.
Shout out orthopedic. Yeah,
this
surgeons.
Is not an ad. Shout out orthopedic surgeons.
Shout out. Unrelated question: have you ever broken any bones?
I have not.
Nice.
Yeah, no, when? I'm whole for now. But I did get into a nasty bike accident in France, and I had to do PT for, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months after
Yeah,
that.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Ripped PT.
Ripped Damn. PT.
I love elastic bands.
Oh, big time. I've Wish been breaking them out the recently because I've been doing pull-ups, and then my arm hurts again. And so, like, I've been, yeah. Anyway.
Hunk alert.
So true. Nick, who has also done a lot of PT recently for his little hamstring.
ACL.
I'm sorry.
Very big ACL. Yeah.
Very big ACL. But who hiked with an ACL tear?
I did.
Which That's is impressive. Insane.
Wow. Led a wilderness trip. Backpacking trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was cleared. It was not dangerous.
Everyone says that and it confuses me, but I'm going to let it slide.
What do you mean?
Why? But it's torn.
So it's already torn. That's the idea. You can't torn what's already... You can't what's dead may never die, I suppose. And what's torn is already torn.
It's binary. It's either torn or not torn. It can't be more or less torn.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what my ortho told me.
So true.
Shout out
orthopedic surgeons. Rock on.
Do you want to get into some of these questions?
Let's rip some questions.
Speed run. Yes. What is an activity on your bucket list?
I've got two that I want to talk about right now. I need to hit all 50 states. I've hit 48. I have Kentucky and Alaska left. I need to get to Kentucky and Alaska. And then I want to hit more national parks, but I've got two in mind, Yosemite and get to the Arctic up in Alaska. I've told myself that Yosemite is where I'm going when I'm 25 and get to the Arctic is where I'm going when I'm 30. If anyone would like to be on either of those trips, I need people to keep me alive. So please reach out.
Gates of the Arctic is an insane place.
Yeah, and you're coming with me.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't like polar bears.
For people who don't know what that is.
It's a national park in Alaska that is just in the Arctic Circle. And there aren't any roads, so you kind of have to fly in, and there aren't any trails. And so it's really cool because you can kind of go wherever you want. But you kind of, like, need a guide, and, like, generally, I think most backpacking trips of, like, medium difficulty will go, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 miles in a day, maybe a little bit more than that.
For how many days?
For, I'm not sure. But
guess
like...
you'll find out.
At Gates of the Arctic, they're, like, expect to go, like, 2 to 4 miles a day max because there aren't trails and you have to...
Trip.
I'd want to go there for maybe like a week or two.
Yeah.
Maybe a week.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll make it happen.
But that's my bucket list.
That's awesome.
Word.
I mean, I can't believe Kentucky is the one that you've missed, but...
Yeah.
Or like, I mean, Alaska, I understand.
Yeah.
Kentucky is a confusing.
It's just never come up. Yeah. We've tried to make it come up, but it hasn't come up. And then I need to get back to South Carolina because I was born there, but it was the first 6 months of my life that I was there, and so I don't remember it at all. So I need to get on that.
Yep. Go back to your roots.
Absolutely.
Do you want to look at maybe number 2 on our list? Which class/professor would you suggest to an incoming freshman and why?
Absolutely. Take Grimm's Fairy Tales if you're looking for a humanities, I would say. It's a fun class. You get to read fairy tales in college, and you learn a lot. And that was really cool. It was kind of one of the first discussion-based classes I had. I liked the professor, learned a lot about feminist theory, and I kind of found out that it was a women and gender study course after I signed up for it, which I was cool with, but it was like, whoa, this is not what I thought this would be, you know? And then I also want to recommend Andy Kemp, who teaches a lot of the climate science classes in the Earth and Climate Science department. He's this funky British man that has traveled over the world and has a lot of great stories that he's not afraid to interrupt class for. So he's just a good fella, and he's very silly, and he's very good at explaining things, too.
Nice. Sounds like a good combo.
Yeah.
At the expense of, you know, not getting to these questions, how do you feel about the transition of the geoscience or EOS department from Lane to Bromfield Pearson?
So I'm a minor in that department, and part of the reason why I love that department so much is the amount of drama there has been with hiring new faculty and the moving. I think they're going to mix up their rock collection. That's my take. Is they've got hundreds
so many rocks.
Or thousands.
That's an expensive rock collection to mix up.
Yeah. Hundreds or thousands of rocks and fossils in the basement of Lane. Nick thinks I'm still off by orders of magnitude, so we'll say thousands to ten thousands of rocks and fossils. And they will need to move them all, and they will need to do that professionally. I like Lane Hall, and it's one of the few buildings on campus with murals, and so even if there is black mold in the basement, I'm going to be sad to see it torn down. And I hope wherever that department ends up, I hope they put new murals in, because murals are good.
I thought you were going to say put more black mold in. I was like,
yeah.
Okay.
Bring the black mold with you, actually. The danger,
probably on the rock samples.
Yeah. The dangerous part of the fun. Yeah.
All right, here's a good one. What's one thing you're excited to leave behind and one thing you're looking forward to?
I'm excited to leave behind how constant college is and the fact that there's always something happening every moment of every day. And I think I put a lot of pressure on myself to be doing something every moment of every day. I hope that that will be something I can leave here. I'm looking forward to living somewhere new. I've been in the Boston area for a while. I will either be in Vermont or on the Cape this summer, I hope. Knock on wood.
Boo, I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too, and all of you guys who are staying here. I don't know. They kept moving me around when I was growing up, so I'm excited to learn some new cracks in the sidewalk to quote a poem that was read in my poetry class earlier today.
That's beautiful.
It was good.
That's lovely. Do we want to maybe hit this last question in our final few minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you feel like you have a lot you want to say.
We talking in a time of desperate need?
Yeah.
I can blow through a couple of these.
We could squeeze in another question if you like.
No. My answer is when I'm feeling like myself, I like to listen to My Head Is an Animal, which is the first album from Of Monsters and Men. And then they re-released it twice with slightly different recordings and slightly different songs. And I like all of those. They remind me of when I had my own, like, iPod for the first time and could listen to my own music for the first time. Mm. And they're outdoorsy music. It's not really about love. It's not really about relationships. Some of the songs are, but not all of them are. And a lot of it is about, like, home and finding yourself and stuff like that. And so it's nice, you know. When I'm not feeling like myself, I like to listen to hyperpop because there's so much going on that I don't have to think. And
like
I also
1,000 gex,
like, yeah, like 100 gex.
Oh, 100. Ooh, well,
maybe like 10,000 gex.
10,000 gex.
Yeah. 1,000 gex.
So many gex. 1,000,000 gex.
1,000 gex and 10,000 gex are their albums, of course. But 100 gex, the band. Yes. And then also a band called Goth Babe, which is not a goth babe, but in fact a lanky white dude that makes kind of very groovy music.
I love when they do that.
Yep. Nice. It can be nice. It can hit. Let's jump to something else. We got
questions.
We got a good
one on the topic of songs.
Six?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I started this show with a song from the Oh Hellos. I will end it with a song from the Oh Hellos. The one I started with was Eat You Alive. I think there's a lot of songs about go out and party and live life. And I think, it's, I don't know, about like indulge and go out there and live on the edge. And Eat You Alive is very much like you don't need to do that to enjoy yourself. And you can be secure in your life without pursuing these dangerous things. And not a lot of songs do that. And I think that's kind of how I live, or at least how I would like to live. And it's nice to hear that every now and then.
Very true.
Best I Ever Had, which we recently listened to, is just kind of goofy. And it's one of those like mid-2000s or like early 2010 songs about love sung by like a white guy on an acoustic guitar. Mm-hmm. And it gives me Train vibes in a way that I really like. It's got a lot of like silly lines like I failed algebra and I miss you sometimes. And like there's a lonely sign on the interstate saying find someone before it gets too late. And I just like it's, I don't know, it's silly and it's really corny, but I really like it.
Does it make you feel like you're like sitting on a train, like on your small, like on your way to your small hometown, and you're looking out the window?
Yeah.
And there's like nice
and the
fall
sun is
foliage.
Setting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's like the right amount of clouds in the sky.
And you like
you
have
know?
Like a warm drink in your hand.
Exactly.
Maybe. Yeah, or like a book.
A shawl.
Yep. A shawl. Big.
Like
it's got big shawl
scarf.
Energy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think we've got one or two left, do we?
Yes.
Have we kind of hit it all?
Oh,
13 and 14? Perhaps?
Or let's... 11 is... has there been a place or time you remember feeling like the best version of yourself? This is a good note to end it on. Where was it? When was it? With who? Tufts Wilderness Orientation, I think, has brought out the best in myself over and over and over again. I think being a dungeon master and playing D&D with a group of people is a space that I feel really comfortable in and really, like, confident in myself in. And also radio. And so maybe that's the full circle moment, and then we get to a song real quick. But yeah, thanks for tuning in, everyone. Thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
for
you.
Having us,
yeah. This is... been an awesome big part of college for me, so I'm glad it could happen. Love you all. I'll be on next week, and then maybe not the week after that, but good luck wrapping up classes and that stuff. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Constellations by the Oh Hellos, which I always end my shows on every semester when I remember to.
I can feel it on my tongue, brick and mortar. Thickest scripture, drawing lines in the sand and laying borders. As tall as towers, I babble on until my voice is gone. This hill I'll die on is about 90 meters of bricks, colored indigo and inscribed with my name and lined with cedar.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.